My first ever trading account, I made so much money, and it was beginners like. I had no idea what I was doing. I remember I got paid and I deposited, I think it was about 35,000, my whole salary, into trading.
Wow.
I traded, it's a currency pay called USDJPY, is the dollar against the Japanese yen. When I woke up in the morning, I was sitting at 87,000 rands in profit.
Hectic.
And I withdrew the money, it came into my account, and then that was it. I was like, I have to learn this thing.
Come, let me teach you a lesson. Come, let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Level line with the podcast. Teach you lesson because I got class. Level line with the impact. To be live, that's a real fact. Come, let me teach you a lesson. Come, let me teach you a lesson. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest.
Hi Tribe, welcome to the Lebo Lion Show, where we talk all things marketing, brand building, business mindset, and sometimes pop culture. I'm your host, Lebo Lion, known as the voice of marketing, and today we're going to have a really, really fun conversation with somebody who's an expert in all things Forex. Now, we know that the festive season is upon us, and some of us are looking for some extra money to make. Some of us are thinking about what should we be doing next year to make our lives, our dream lives, and to build lives that we love. And I think having a conversation about money, how to make more money, understanding how money moves is very important. And you know that on this podcast, we've been talking about Forex. We have had conversations and conversations, but it's still murky waters for us. And I think today's guest is not only going to make Forex relatable to us, but he's really going to unpack it in a way that makes it easy for us to participate in something like Forex. Before we have a conversation with our guests, don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Do all the things that make this podcast grow, that help people access the amazing knowledge that we have from all our guests, and that help us move forward in the right direction. Grab a cup of tea, grab a cup of whatever you need to, find somewhere comfortable to sit because we're about to have a mind-blowing conversation. As you know, on this podcast, we don't introduce our guests, they introduce themselves. So, Isaac, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Thank you for coming. Tell us, who are you? Who is Isaac with 102K followers on Instagram? Tell us about yourself.
That's a good question. Who is Isaac? I wish I knew as well. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. First of all, shout out to all the viewers. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. It's really an amazing platform. Great work that you're doing here.
Thank
really
you.
Honored to be here. So who is Isaac? I'm just a simple guy, man. My name is Isaac. I'm originally from Limpopo.
Mm.
On Instagram, I'm known as Isaac Easy. I am a professional Forex trader, and I'm a child of God. I'm a businessman. I'm a speaker. I'm a coach. Quite a lot of things.
Yeah. I'm multi-hyphenate.
I do quite a lot of things, but I think for the purpose of today's conversation, I'm wearing the cap of a professional Forex trader.
Okay, yes. So, you know, this conversation about Forex, and I'm so glad that you're here, because when I look at you, I see the average successful South African, you know, a guy who most people can relate to,
yeah.
You know, but you've obviously done a lot of work and you're succeeding. That's what I see when I look at you. And I think that's a very important representation, because
yes.
I don't really see that when I look at things concerning Forex, right?
Yeah.
So what made somebody like you, a young man from Limpopo, decide to get into Forex of all things?
Yeah. It's actually a funny conversation. Maybe just to give you a bit of a background, my professional background. So I started out as a sales intern. So from graduating, I studied business management.
Mm-hmm.
So from graduating, I started as an intern at a dealership as a sales intern. And then from there, I worked my way up in the corporate ladder to becoming an assistant sales manager. But during those years, I got introduced into Forex trading. How I got introduced into Forex trading was funny story again, and I love telling this story.
I love how you're laughing before you even tell the story.
So I think that was about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was back home in Limpopo. So, you know, as I was a young kid, I was probably about 20 years old, and I was being a salesperson. I had a company car. You know, it's a big brand in South Africa. Mm-hmm. They're not paying me for this, so I'm not going to mention it.
Yes. Yes.
It's a big car brand. So I had a company car. So a young kid like me at the age of 20 going home in Limpopo, the township that I come from, I mean, it's unheard of, you know. We don't even, you know, I always used to say our environment, our background didn't even allow us to dream that big, right? So having went there, I'm chilling with my boys, people that I grew up with. And then, you know, as young kids with our stupid beds and whatnot. And so one of my friends, where we were chilling, his girlfriend passed by, right? And I was like, you know, when this chick doesn't like you, if I want, I could take her.
Ah, you the know? Audacity.
You know, that's what I'm saying. It's a funny story. So I love telling. And I was a kid. Yes. I've repented now. I'm a child of God. I don't do those things anymore.
Okay.
So it was a bet, but I don't think you can. Then I was like, okay, cool. So I drove with the car. I gave her a lift. And, you know, I got her number, came back with her, dropped her off, and he saw her in the car. And I showed him,
wow,
I got your girl's number, right? The homeboy got so mad, he left. And he disappeared for a period of about 3 or 4 months or so.
Wow.
He came back with a brand new car.
Oh, okay.
Right? So now, me being me, remember now, this is not my car.
Yeah.
It's a company car. Now, this is his car.
Yes.
You know, the competitive nature in me say, how did you do it? If you can do it, I can do it, you know. But it's amazing that out of something that was so stupid and foolish, you know, it birthed this. You get what I'm saying? So that's when I got introduced into Forex, because he was trading Forex. And that's how he managed to buy that. Because, you know, this is what I'm doing. So it's fine. You can have your girl back. But can we talk about this?
So you actually took his girl. Oh my goodness. Men play rough.
I didn't take her to continue with whatever relationship. But yeah, it's just for that day I managed to get her numbers and so forth. But it's amazing how life works, that how something so
trivial.
Could do something like that. And then, yeah, he came back very successful, very moneyed, and also young. You know, I was inspired. It's like, okay, what is this thing that you're doing? Because from a very, very young age, I started my first business. I was in primary school when I started my first business. So I've always been about business. I've always been about multiple streams of income. I've always done so many things from high school, in college, even when I was an intern, there were other few things I was doing. I remember just a few days ago, I was going through my hard drive. I saw one of my businesses. I used to do transport services.
Wow.
I saw the logo. I was like, wow, I really come from far.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So the interest was already there for me to look for more, you know, avenues to create income. So when I saw that, and I saw that he did it, I was like, you have to teach me this thing, right? And for me, you know, my story is quite different from, you know, an average South African that gets into Forex trading. A lot of people come into it and they lose so much money that they don't believe in it. My first ever trading account, I made so much money, and it was beginner's luck. I had no idea what I was doing. I remember I got paid and I deposited, I think it was about 35,000, my whole salary, into trading.
Wow.
I traded, it's a currency pay called USDJPY, is the dollar against the Japanese yen. When I woke up in the morning, I was sitting at 87,000 rands in profit.
Hectic.
And I withdrew the money, it came into my account, and then that was it. I was like, I have to learn this thing, because I saw it's real. So for me, it wasn't a matter of, I need to, does this really work? Can I, you know, I saw the first time, I tried it. And obviously after that, the money went back to the market, because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yes.
But that's how I became a trader. So there, I just started, you know, learning. I started meeting other traders, and it wasn't as big as it is now. This was
10 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. This was before your Instagram, Facebook was there and all of that. There wasn't a lot of traders that were out there. So it was only a few of us. And you know, I just started learning from other people. I started doing my research. I'm a very inquisitive person. I'm a very curious person. So I just started studying this whole thing. And then, yeah, the rest is history.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
You know what I love about your stories? You speak about having the impetus, right? Yeah. Basically the motivation. What gets a person to want to even explore the idea of extra income or trying to make money in a way that they're not used to.
Yeah.
I love that your story is about you and your friends back home, right?
Yes.
But how did that friend, who didn't have as much as you at the time,
even
know about Forex? Where does a person get to know about Forex?
Yeah, that's actually quite a good question. But so he was more this side full time. Just that, you know, during holidays we all go home and
we
so I'm assuming he found out about this, and when he disappeared he obviously was not home. So he was in Gauteng, so he was not in Limpopo. So I'm guessing that's how he found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was not where did you find out about this? Is I see it working for you. I want to know what it's about.
Okay.
And yeah, so.
So what if somebody's watching this conversation now and they're going, oh, it's a sponsored video. They're probably scamming us so we can buy Octa FX product.
Yeah.
What would you say? Why do people think that Forex is a scam?
I think it's the way that we've presented it.
Okay.
And, you know, having been one of the pioneers in South Africa, in the South African Forex industry, having been one of the people that have brought it out there into the limelight, I'd say the way that we packaged it was wrong. I'd say we have to take accountability as well to say I remember, man, at 23, touching millions as a young kid, you know, we're driving all of these expensive cars. You know, I remember we had gold wrapped cars. We said we're bringing Dubai to South Africa and all of that. You get what I'm saying? And the way it was so flashy, we made it seem like that's all it's about. It's just this flashy thing where people just have to be flashy. It's easy money. That's how we presented it to the public, right? And that has always been the perception of what Forex is about. But in reality, it's not.
So why does the Forex industry portray itself that way? It does look very flashy, get money quickly, rich boys club. You know, how come it is positioned that way? And I know in marketing that we say features tell, benefits sell, right? So you guys are selling the end result of the work. But why don't we actually sell the work when it comes to Forex?
There's many reasons and there's many aspects to it, right? So I'll speak from a trader's perspective, and I'll also speak from someone who's just standing outside and looking at this industry and just analyzing it, right? So from a trader's perspective is, again, remember when I'd speak for myself and the people that when we started out, we also saw a gap in the markets that people really want to learn about this, right? So if people want to learn about this whole thing, again, it's the benefit of what is the benefit of this thing that you want me to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So we started our academies from back then. We started my academy, I think it's about 7 years old now, where we started teaching people about Forex trading. So for us to let people know that what we're doing is working, they needed to see the results, or better yet, that's what we thought, right? Again, remember, we can only give out based on what we know.
Yes.
What I know is I was inspired by a kid my age that bought a brand new car.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal was to buy a brand new car for myself. When I do that, I inspire someone who thinks just like me, right? So that becomes, and again, I always say this industry is not different from the hip hop industry.
Yep. Yeah.
It's no different at all. When we're looking at music videos, what do we see? Flashy cars, people are bowling in clubs, nice clothes and all of that. This is what we consume on TV. This is the lives that we want to live. So when we get a little bit of money, what are we going to do? We're going to do that. So when the kids that are looking up to us, they see what they see on TV, they see it in real life, what are they going to do when they get a little bit of money?
Do the same thing.
Do the same thing.
Yeah.
So it always You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that is from a trader or a mentor's point of view, where I'm saying if we believed at the time that people want to see this flashy lifestyle because it inspires them to, you know, to want also want to do this thing, right? So from just an analyst point of view, I think the biggest factor has been this was new money.
Mm.
And we were first generation.
Mm-hmm.
We were never taught about money. We didn't know what money was at the time. Like I said, where I come from, to even, not to achieve, to dream about those things, my environment doesn't allow me
mm-hmm.
to even dream, never mind achieving it, just to even think that I could.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was in high school, I've always been a different kid, you know, telling my friends, this is what inspired me. I remember I saw a magazine cover. I was very young. I can't remember. Probably maybe in primary school, if not early high school. I saw Bill Gates, and at the front page, it said the richest man in the world.
Wow.
That didn't sit well with me.
Mm-hmm.
How can one person be richer than everyone else? So I started having, like I said, I'm a very curious person. How does it happen?
Mm.
Right? How does it happen? So that's where my mindset was. The idea was always to be on the front of a magazine, richest person in the world.
Wow.
That was my thing, right?
Isaac the big dreamer. I love that.
You get what I'm saying? So yes. And again, like I said, the environment that I was coming didn't allow that. I always have conversation. There's no way I'm gonna, you know, just die poor, I'm going to be rich. That's always been my conversation from a very young age, right?
Wow.
But dreams without proper planning and without proper foundation, they can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a gun in the hand of a cop is a good thing, but in the hand of a bad person, that could cause damage. Same thing as dreams and ambitions.
Okay.
Right? Same thing as money.
Mm.
So money is a very bad master, but it's a very good servant. Right?
Yeah.
If it masters you, it will definitely destroy you. There's no other way about it. So I think from an analyst perspective, it's that thing that we are first generation to hold this type of money.
Yes.
We survived on 5,000 rand salaries, 10,000 rand salaries, and so majority of us, right? We come from those households, right? And to get to a point where you're making millions at that young age, so easy, you know, and from all these other, you know, income streams, and you get to a point, it's like, money is nothing. I can do whatever. You start feeling invincible. It's like, no, but you can't be touched. You know,
you get that like Superman complex,
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
And it happens to most people when they make their first million.
Exactly.
You know, because you just think you're on top of the world, you're young, you can do anything. And there's a sense of, I'll still find more money. Right. So you don't feel like if you blow this million, there won't be another one that comes.
Exactly.
Trust me, guys, success is a drug.
Yeah,
it really is a drug. It is
dangerous drug.
It's a dangerous drug, but also... Drug, yeah. It would be so cool to see more young people being able to experience that.
Yeah.
Because when you blow money when you're young, you've got so much time to fix it. You know, but if it happens to you when you're older, it's a little bit harder to fix that thing, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. And it's a thing that I always say, and it's unfortunate that most of us never learn that lesson.
Yeah.
Right? We become so entitled to the money that when it's life starts happening, we feel depressed, we want to maintain it, we end up getting ourselves into debt, we start doing shady things. That's where the scamming comes in into trading.
See
where I'm leading you?
I see. Yes. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So first we start with the intention of just being good. But then now, because I've put myself up there, I'm a rock star.
With your gold cars.
With my gold cars. You get what I'm saying? You know?
Yes.
And the people's perceptions of you are very dangerous as well, because people expect so many things from you. And whenever reality hits, you're not making that money. There's always seasons in life, right? There's good seasons, there's bad seasons. When you're not making money in those bad seasons and you feel like you have to maintain that
lifestyle,
you know, and there's opportunities presenting themselves to you of how you can easily do people, right? That's where a lot of people just end up taking people's money, saying they're going to trade for them, end up scamming people and so forth. You know, so it's a, this game is dangerous. Mm-hmm. I just want to put it out. The Forex trading is very dangerous. If you're not careful, it can destroy you. I've seen a lot of people getting destroyed by this industry. I wouldn't even say I'm strong, but I believe it was by the help and by the grace of God that I was able to, even at my lowest moment, I was able to bounce back and realize the truth behind this industry. Because as you said, success is a drug, and you can be addicted to the point where you don't see what it's doing to you, right?
Yes.
And remember, if it damages you, it also damages people around you, damages the relationship, where you end up being isolated, you end up being called a scammer, you end up doing shady things. You are a loose cannon.
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer sober minded in that. So that is what people see from the outside.
So to add on to what you're saying, I want to ask this question because I want us to get into the nitty-gritties of Forex as well. But you spoke about your background and you guys making all this money, and you said we didn't know what money was.
Yeah.
What is money?
Good question. I always ask these questions when I do my talks, because again, I believe a lot of people don't know what it is. We wake up every morning chasing this thing. We don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
For me, money, one, is it's a spiritual entity, right? Money itself is a spiritual entity. What we hold as paper and currency, that's a representation of what money is, right?
Mm.
Secondly, it's a tool, right? And I always say money needs to achieve, there are three things that money needs to achieve when it comes into your life. Three important things. It needs to solve a problem, one. Secondly, it needs to help other people. And thirdly, it needs to multiply, right? So whenever you go outside of these three things when it comes to money, that's what I call money abuse, right? If money doesn't do these three things, that's the purpose of money.
Yes.
It needs to solve your problem as the person that receives it. It needs to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about accumulation, it's about circulation, right? That's the purpose for money. And number three, as I said, it needs to multiply. Whenever you don't multiply money, you are abusing it. And as I said, remember I said it's a spiritual entity. It has eyes, it has ears. If it doesn't do these three things, it'll find a way to live your life, right? And everybody watching here, I'm sure all of us have said this, I had so much money, but I don't know where it went.
Yes.
You're not that stupid, right?
Yes.
It found its way to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And money is so powerful that it can compel even your behavior.
Yes.
Right. But that's another conversation for another.
Like we need to have three or four episodes because there's so many topics you're unpacking there where I'm like, we need to have this conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like what you're saying. You spoke about how money has to circulate, right?
Yes.
And I like that concept because it reminds me of Forex and what I believe Forex to be.
Yeah.
But before we even talk about what I believe it to be, because I'm not the expert here, you are. Can you just give us a simple idea of what Forex is? What is Forex?
All right. So Forex trading, from a retail trader's perspective,
what's a retail trader?
Okay, a retail trader is us individuals who participate on a smaller scale in the Forex market. So think of Forex trading as a market where buyers and sellers meet. But instead of selling goods and services, they are selling currencies, stocks, options, commodities, right? It's a global market, right? It's the cash flow in Forex trading, it's about $7 trillion a day.
Whoa.
That's how much money circulates in Forex trading a day. So this is where banks, big financial,
institutions,
this is where they all meet and transact.
Okay.
Right? That's Forex trading as a whole. It's an exchange of currencies as well. If right now I travel to Dubai and I change my rents for the dirhams, I've participated in Forex trading, but that's on a bigger scale, right?
Yes.
From a retail trader's perspective, it's more speculating of what these big entities are going to do, right? So let's take the South African rands and the dollar, because that's what we relate to more. So my job as a trader is to look at those graphs that you guys see on this on whenever we post
the screenshots.
That's data that's given to. So that data there is basically what these big institutions are doing. Mm-hmm. We receive that data from those graphs, and our job is just to speculate the next move of what these guys are going to do. Right? Say for instance, we have the dollar, we have the South African rand. We look at the chart and we say the dollar today, when I checked in the morning, was sitting at, I think it was 18 rand 30. $1 equals to 18 rand 30 cents. So it takes the $18 30 cents to buy $1. Yes. I think we all understand exchange rate, right?
Yes.
So what I will do as a trader is I will look at those charts and I will say, based on what I see here, I predict, I don't want to use the word predict, but for understandability, I predict that the dollar is going to rise against the rand. So that means it's, I'm predicting that the dollar is going to rise from 18 rand 30 to maybe 18 rand 90, right? I'm speculating that based off, I'm not just guessing.
Yes.
Based off the information I receive from those graphs. I'm trying to use as simple language as possible,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
From those graphs that you guys see we post, I'm trying to, I'm getting data from there and I'm making the speculation.
Okay.
And then what I will do in this, in that instance, since the dollar is 18 rand 20 and I'm saying it's going to be 18 rand 90, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy the dollar low, right?
Because it's cheaper right
because
now.
It's cheaper. It's,
okay.
It's a concept of buy low, sell high.
Mm-hmm.
I buy it low at 18 rand 30 and then when it gets to 18 rand 90, I sell it. Then I've made a profit.
Why would somebody want to buy your dollars at 18.90?
I'm selling it there.
Yeah, so why would somebody want to buy it at that price? Like, I'm trying to understand the full concept, because let's say you've made the prediction,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then you buy a lot of them because you're predicting that it's going to get to that amount.
Yeah.
Are you saying when it gets to that amount,
yeah,
you sell?
Yes.
Why would somebody be buying it?
That's where I was going to come in. So
okay,
in the context of retail trading, when we buy, we simultaneously sell.
Okay.
Right? So in the market, again, there's, like I said, it's buy low, sell high. There's buyers and the sellers in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a group of people or group of companies. Again, for understandability, I will not use the jargon that we use in Forex trading.
Mm-hmm.
Just big companies, a lot of just big people with big monies. You know, some are waiting to sell at that price, some are waiting to buy at this price. So whoever puts in more volume in the market, that's where the market is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
Makes sense.
Exactly. So we call them currency pairs. So it's the dollar, the South African rand, it's a pair. When I'm buying it, I'm simultaneously selling the rand.
Okay.
So I'm buying the dollar, simultaneously selling the rand. So when we get to where the rand is weaker, you just put in more money down there and then it falls down.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So that makes
sense. That's in simple terms, trying to, so people can understand what exactly is it that we do. We do it online. We're not buying physical dollars. We just speculate. This is what's going to happen. This is the price of where we think the dollar is going to go, and then we just participate in that on a smaller scale as retail traders. And obviously, again, if you are wrong in your speculation, then you're in your losing position.
Mm-hmm.
So if, again, in the same scenario, I say the dollar is going to go to 18.90 and the dollar goes to 17 rand, I've lost.
Yes.
That's where what we call blowing accounts or losing your money comes in.
Okay.
Because I was wrong in my speculation, which is why education is important.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people confuse Forex with, we were speaking about it just
crypto.
Now. Crypto.
Yes.
What's the difference then?
All right. So you can trade crypto,
mm-hmm,
right? The same way you trade in Forex. Or let me first maybe start explaining what crypto is. I'm not much of an expert in crypto,
mm-hmm,
but crypto is what we call a digital currency,
mm,
right? As you see, we are in the fourth industrial revolution right now. The world is moving digital. We're digitalizing everything. So this is not your traditional currency. We're talking about Bitcoin, Ripple, Dogecoin, you know, all of these cryptocurrencies,
yeah,
that people invest in. So with cryptocurrency, there's two ways. You can either invest in it or you can trade it.
Mm.
But majority of the people, what they do is they invest in cryptocurrency. What you do is first, like when Bitcoin came out, I almost like I was so angry at myself. Why didn't you take this opportunity?
Yeah.
When it came out, it was so
it
cheap.
It was big and it was cheap. You yeah. know,
selling at cents.
Yeah.
Got up to, I think it was about $60,000 or so.
It did.
You get what I'm saying? Mm. So, but the idea is the more people buy in, the more the value of it goes up. The more people pull out, it drops,
mm-hmm.
right? Because more people have taken out money out of it, then it drops. So that's what crypto is more like. But you, as a trader, I could trade Bitcoin as opposed to investing from it. Again, I still get that data. Okay, people, it's like people are pulling out, then I can sell the Bitcoin on
that.
My trading platform.
Yeah.
Or like now Bitcoin is going up. You could buy Bitcoin. You can buy, like I just bought Ripples a couple of weeks ago, right? Because it's going up. I mean, it shot from when I bought, I think it was sitting at 9 rand something. Now it's sitting at 11 rand something,
mm-hmm.
right? So you see that
the movement. That
growth is yeah. That's where now the passive income comes in. My money is just growing and I'm not actively trading in cryptocurrency. But the difference is that is with crypto, it's more about investing in it and wait for it to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You can also actively trade it, but then trading is just more about actively trading in and out. You can do it every day.
So what I'm hearing you say, because I'm thinking about what you're saying in relation to Forex,
yeah.
right, is that because in the Forex game, yeah. you've got banks and other institutions that have been vetted, that are
yes.
credible, playing
yes.
in the game,
yes.
it's actually a safer thing to play.
Absolutely.
Right? That's what
Absolutely.
I'm getting. And then I'm also understanding from what you're saying that Forex isn't necessarily a passive stream of income, but it can definitely be an extra stream of income
Absolutely.
Because you do have to sit there and check the markets every single day and
Absolutely.
Check the movements.
Absolutely.
Am I correct?
Absolutely. Yes,
okay.
that's correct. So with trading, again, remember, again, we go into the conversation of what is money. So there's different types of income. We have active income. We have passive income. We have, residual income. We
yes.
have all of these types of incomes where, but when it comes to trading itself, the trading,
mm-hmm.
you have to actively be on the charts for you to make money,
mm-hmm.
right? If you are not trading, you won't make money.
Okay.
However, in the trading industry or the Forex industry as a whole, there are avenues that can generate you passive income.
Okay.
Like the most popular one is what we call copy trading, right? Copy trading is basically following professional Forex traders' trades.
Okay.
Right? So it's an automated system. Like I said, everything has been digitalized now. So what you will do is you'll go on an Okta platform, you go to Okta copy trading, you see the stats of other traders there, and you say, this looks like a good trader. So I'm going to link my account to this person's account, and whatever they do on their account will duplicate on mine. So you as an individual, you're not trading per se,
mm-hmm.
but that other guy is trading on his account, he's just copying his trade, and if he makes money, you make money. If he loses, you also lose. So that could be a passive income stream because you're not actively making that money. You're just putting your money and then the other person is growing his money and your money is also growing. Another thing which is a most popular passive income stream in our industry now is what we call introducing brokers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So introducing brokers are guys that are like, I'll call them influencers or call them
yeah.
guys that are well known. Yeah, right?
Thought leaders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or they have access to people,
mm-hmm.
right? So you can work with a broker, introduce people to that said broker, and then broker can pay you commission.
Okay.
So it's like you work once, and then as long as the people are actively clients of that said broker, then you can generate income from that as well.
Let's yeah. slow it down here.
Yes.
For everybody who's watching, they've got interest, but maybe might be a bit murky.
Yeah.
A broker is the person who does the trading. Am I correct or am I incorrect?
Incorrect.
Who is a
right.
broker?
So let me put it this way, so for understandability, right? So as I said, we have the Forex market as a whole,
mm-hmm.
right? Where that's where the big sharks are playing.
Mm-hmm.
We have us as retail traders. We are the small fish in
sure.
the pond.
Okay.
The guys that are just trying to scramble the scraps,
mm-hmm.
right? But trading was designed in such a way that you need huge capitals to be able to access the market,
mm-hmm.
right? So only rich people could access the market. Now, what a broker is the guy in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
The middleman that says, I have the leverage to access the market. You don't.
Yes.
So what you can do is you can trade the market through me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So the broker is the middleman. So as a retail trader, I cannot trade straight on the Forex market, but I can trade through a broker. They will give me price feed from the market, mm-hmm. right? I will do those analysis. They will give me a platform to do the analysis from.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I take, it's what they give us leverage. So leverage is basically saying we have what we call it. Let me, I'm just trying to see if they will understand, but I don't think they will. So let's say leverage is basically saying your $1 is equivalent to $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's what leverage is basically is.
Okay.
So when you take a $1 trade is equivalent to 100,000 units in the real market. But mm-hmm. because you don't have $100, you need the broker to get that leverage to be able to trade.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
That makes sense.
Yes. So that's what the broker is. So for us retail traders, we trade through the brokers.
So Okta FX is a broker?
Yes. Okta FX, well, they're no longer Okta FX. It's now Okta. They've rebranded.
Love
Okta.
It. Yes. Love it. Okta.
Okta, yes. So, yes, they are a broker. They are middlemen. We trade through them.
Yes.
Yes.
And I love that you corrected me because, you know, whenever we have these kinds of conversations, I mean, people are exposed to brands on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I know there are lots of people watching this. Even if we write Okta here, they're still going to say Okta FX. So we need it from the horse's mouth saying it's Okta, guys, not Okta FX. They've rebranded because there's so many more things available on the platform.
Absolutely.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So this whole concept of Forex and trading and brokers and stuff, it is quite complex.
Yes.
How does a platform like Okta FX, for example, make it easier for us? Because you said it's easy money, but to me it sounded very complicated.
It's really not easy money.
Okay.
We thought
it was
easy. Was easy money.
Yes.
It's not easy money. And to the viewers out there, I just want to say there is no such thing as easy money.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say this, whoever chases easy money will ultimately pay the price to prove that there is no such thing as easy money.
Mic drop. Hectic. Right. Yes.
Let me repeat that. I wanted to stay whenever you think easy money. Whenever you think or whenever you are chasing easy money, let me look in the camera. Whenever you are chasing easy money, please note that you will be the one to pay the price to prove that there is no such thing called easy money.
Boom.
Right. I just wanted to get out of the way. That's why we fall into scams.
Because we want easy money.
Then you lose, and then that's the price you've paid to prove that there is no such thing as easy money.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever it's too good to be true.
It's too good to be true.
Exactly, right? So we thought that trading is easy money, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just like any other business. It's going to require dedication. It's going to require hard work. It's going to require knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, knowledge. Something is only as complicated as you don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like I don't know how to cook. Cooking looks complicated to me. But my mom can do it half asleep because she understands it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Same way with trading. Trading looks complicated if you don't understand it. So platforms like Okta, you get free educational material. Brilliant.
Mm.
They have thousands of hours of free educational material. Every single day, pretty much, there's live trading sessions. There's webinars, free webinars on YouTube. You can subscribe to the Okta YouTube channel where you get knowledge from different people, different experts from all different parts of the world, right? There's webinars. There's free educational material on the Okta website. You can get this for free and just study at your own pace, right? Mm-hmm. There's also, they also do like giveaways where you can trade on a demo account. A demo account is virtual money.
Okay.
You don't put in money. It's like a practice account
mm-hmm.
where you can practice the practice and sharpen your skill. They have a contest where if you are the best trader on that, on that practice account, You can even get money. You can win up to, I think it's about to $500 or so. That's about 10,000 rands.
Yeah.
It's about 10,000 rands. So those are a platform that Okta has created for traders or for people that want to learn how to trade. You get the knowledge, you get the opportunity again to showcase your skill and still, you know, be compensated for that, or be, you can win that money. So yeah, man, it's just a brilliant concept for me, because, you know, I have an academy where we charge quite a lot of money to teach you how to trade. Mm-hmm. And you can get all of this information for free on the Okta platform. So
somebody would say, then why are you amplifying your competitors?
I'm not amplifying them in a sense of, again, remember, we have what we call strategies. Mm-hmm. So the information that you will get there, it's not the same information that I'm going to give you, right? I have my own experiences. I have my way of trading. There's different styles of trading. Mm-hmm. So for me, is if you want to trade like easy, mm-hmm. then this is what I'm teaching you.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? But yeah. Again, this does not negate the fact that but you can get this free information on the Okta, which is very valuable information that could really take your trading to the next level.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So we know now that the Okta FX, the Okta platform is a brokerage. Yes. In that sense.
Yes.
What should we be looking for as the average citizen who doesn't know anything about Forex?
Yeah.
What do we look for when we're looking for a broker. In SA?
All right. First things first, regulation. Okay. There are a lot of fly-by-nights out there, people operating without being regulated. So in South Africa, a broker needs to be regulated by the FSCA, which is the regulatory board for any financial activities happening in South Africa. Mm-hmm. They regulate banks, insurance companies, funeral parlors, whatever that has to do with public funds. Mm-hmm. They regulate. So a broker needs to be regulated. Same way Okta, although a global broker, is regulated in South Africa by the FSCA. That's number one. Number two is you need to look at the technology, right? We are, again, as I said, we are in the fourth industrial revolution. Technology is very important. You want a smooth platform, mm-hmm. right? I've always seen traders complaining. If you're a trader, you will know what I'm talking about, especially people that are not trading. Please, you don't have to listen to this, but you want to understand. We have platforms that are freezing or they're going off codes and all of that. You need super fast execution as a trader, right? Especially in volatile markets, because you don't want to be left. So number two, you want to look at the technology, right? Number three is you want to look at the deposit and the withdrawal methods, mm-hmm. right? I like my money in my bank account, right? I always say if the money is in my trading account, it's not mine yet. It's only mine when it's in my bank account.
Yes.
So you want to look at the deposit and the withdrawal methods of that particular broker, right? Like with Okta, they have Visa, they have Skrill, they have Ozo. You can literally get your money within 1 hour of making a withdrawal. You can do
That's it. Very sophisticated.
Exactly. You can do instant deposits. You deposit now, the money is in immediately. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Withdrawals, like I said, within an hour tops, you have your money in your bank account. They do even local South African banks withdrawal options. So you want to look at those top three things: regulation, technology, the withdrawal, and the deposit methods. Going further, I don't think for people that are new will understand, but we look at things like spreads, we look at things like swap, but I feel that it's more for people that are, have a little bit of knowledge about trading. But for people that don't know, that really doesn't matter for now. But the most three important things is that it's regulation, it's technology, it's the withdrawal and the deposit methods.
Okay, so that's pretty simple for me. In fact, like, I feel like I could go into trading right now because I have the gist of it, right?
Yeah.
But there are also people on our platform who might be traders and they're watching. Do you have any tips for them in terms of navigating the South African market and working with different brokers?
My tip for traders is, I'll go back to what I said. Let's stay away from the idea of quick money. Mm-hmm. Let's move away from that. Forex trading is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's just like any other business. It's going to take a while for you to be profitable. It's going to take a while for you to be a professional trader, right? You need to invest the knowledge. You need to be dedicated. You need to be determined. Sometimes it takes, even now, 10 years still in the game, I'm still learning, right? So you always have to be open to learning. There's no, I've arrived,
mm-hmm.
you know, moments in trading. There isn't. Every single day you need to evolve. Mm-hmm. That's one. Number two is I understand the hope that Forex trading brings,
mm-hmm.
but it's important that in our aspirations, in our ambitions, we need to be realistic. We can dream big, but let's be realistic. You're not going to turn R1,000 into R1,000,000. Let's forget that. Right? Let's move away from that.
Okay.
Theoretically, it looks like it will happen. But in reality, it really doesn't. And if it does happen, it's by luck. It's 1 out of 1,000,000 people.
Really?
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So let's move away from that. Because I feel like a lot of people don't even see their progress because they are so focused on that bigger number.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you always thinking, my goal is to get to R1,000,000. If you make 900,000, you still feel like you're a failure.
Oh, wow, that's hectic.
But that's how human beings are, mm. right? If I wanted to make 10 and I make 9, it doesn't feel like it's a win,
mm.
right? So move away from those big numbers and start having gradual growth, man. You know, small profits. It takes one brick to build a house. You just put one brick. Eventually, you'll have the millions that you want. But stop focusing on the bigger numbers. Focus on the now. The future is good.
Mm.
The future is good. But the future has been taken care by what you do now. If you focus on the future too much and forget to do what's important right now, you'll eventually get to the future and realize you did nothing.
Yeah.
Right. All you did was wishful thinking. So let's move away from those mindsets of it doesn't work. Focus on those small wins, focus on those small profits and build up gradually. And also, let's have multiple streams of income.
Mm-hmm.
You will not, and a lot of people are always fighting me for saying this, and I will say it again, if you want, take me to court. You will not be financially free if you're only depending on one stream of income.
Mm.
I don't care if you're making 10 million rands a day on that particular stream of income, but it's still not financial freedom if it's only one stream of income.
Mm-hmm.
And if we understand life and we are not living in a Disney movie, we understand that in life there's always seasons.
Mm-hmm.
There's good seasons, there's bad seasons. You don't want to put your eggs in one basket. If things go wrong in Forex trading, you need to have something else that's backing you up.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So have multiple streams of income. That's what I believe in. And this is my truth. And this is what I've seen work out for me, right? I have other businesses that I'm involved in. I'm not just relying on Forex trading alone, right? So that's my tip. Have multiple streams of income. Stay away from the get-rich-quick scheme mentality. You know, have realistic targets and the millions will come.
Okay.
The millions will come, but you just need to be realistic.
So Are you saying that I could possibly use Forex as a passive income tool?
Possibly.
In what way?
Yes. As I said before, there's other things that you could do in trading, mm-hmm. or in the Forex trading industry that could generate you passive income, like the copy trading that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. We can look at, again, being an introducing broker.
Mm-hmm.
But trading itself, it's more of an active income, right? You can use it as an extra source of income. And the beautiful thing about trading is that there's flexibility and accessibility. The markets are open 24 hours a day, mm. 5 days a week. So even if you have a traditional 9-to-5 job, even if you're running a business, you can still trade after hours.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? And we also, like I said, technology it's making life very easy for us, right? We have what we call pending orders. So even if you do your analysis and you say, this is where I want to buy or sell at mm-hmm. this price, and by the time the market gets to that price, you're probably sleeping or you're at work or you're doing something, you can set pending orders that if the market gets to that level, it can trigger that price and execute your trade on your behalf. So those things, you know, that, like I said, the flexibility and the accessibility of trading, it's beautiful. Secondly is, again, the low the low capital, you know, entry, you know, as opposed to traditional investments where you need big monies to invest in trading. You can start small.
What's small? Like ₿1,000.
You can start with ₿1,000. I know, like with Okta, I think the minimum deposit is about $25. I think that's about 500.
Mm.
But also with that, let's understand. Let's not, you know, go over our heads. The more, the smaller you put, obviously the returns will be low. But you have that. Again, we have different financial goals, right? Mm-hmm. For some people, if I'm making an extra $1,000 a month or an extra $2,000, that is good. You know what I mean? So you have that option to start small in mm-hmm. trading and just generate that few bucks that you want to make. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And since you are a businessman, you're an entrepreneur,
yes.
and you are a trader as well,
yeah.
what advice would you give people about balancing their multiple streams of income? Because it's not easy to manage all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely it's not easy, trust me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I just stayed at my job.
Really? They say when you leave traditional 9-to-5 to become an entrepreneur, you work for 24 hours a day.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Look, you need to have a thick skin. It's not easy. And I can tell you the first few years of it, you might even want to consider suicide because it's that bad, right?
Mm.
But the advice I can give people that wants to balance is create systems and structures. That's my number one advice. If you have system and structures put in place
mm-hmm.
for everything that you do, the thing that kills us as young South African entrepreneurs is that we don't have a structure.
Mm.
We just do things irrationally so. Right, I'll go to work whenever I feel like it. You know, I'll pay that invoice whenever I feel like it. I do business based on emotion. Nah, doesn't work like that. You need a structure. You need admin. You need other professionals that can teach you. Like personally, based on my rock star history, we know that I can't handle finance properly.
Mm-hmm.
So in my business as an entrepreneur, if it's true success, financial success that I want and financial stability, I need people to handle my finances, right? Admin, I'm not very good with admin. I need people that can handle my admin. Mm-hmm. What am I good at? I'm good at speaking. I'm good at sales.
Mm-hmm.
Let me focus my energy on that and always, improve on that.
Yes.
But make sure that I have systems and structures and a team of people that are handling my business, that are part of my business and part of everything else that I do, make sure that I always have a structure, right? Number two, please understand that you are human,
mm-hmm.
right? All of this money that we are chasing means nothing if you die, right? There are more important aspects of your life than money,
yes. right?
So how I gauge my success or my prosperity, I always say I gauge it based on 5 areas of my life. Number one, be it my spiritual life,
mm-hmm.
right? In order of priority, my spiritual life. Number two is my mental health,
mm-hmm.
right? My mental capacity, my mental transformation. Number three, it's my finances. Number four, it's my health, right? My body, am I eating well? Am I sleeping well? Am I resting enough? Am I just taking time for leisure? Number five is relationships, right? The people around me, my family, my children, my fiance, my church, all of these people that are around me, my colleagues, my customers, do I have relational prosperity?
Mm.
That's how I gauge my success, right? For other people, it could be different. But you need to find a balance. Understand that you are human, right? I've seen a lot of people outwork themselves. You know, I have a billionaire friend of mine where I remember we were driving 3 o'clock in the morning. We had driven about almost 1,000 kilos in that day. 3 a.m. in the morning, we are so tired and we are driving. And I asked him a question. I was like, you are pretty much working harder than I am. I'm trying to get to where you are. When does it end?
Mm.
When is it enough?
Yes.
And he was so honest. He wasn't, he said, it doesn't end.
Yeah. You just have to keep going.
You just have to keep going. But you need to make that distinction to say, this is enough.
Mm.
I can't do this. You just have to just close your phone and say, not today.
Mm.
Understand you are human. Your family needs you, right? Your friends need you. You need to have a life. So if you find the balance between your humanity and your financial life, it's easier to make even sober-minded decisions,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you're always consumed by this, that's why a lot of us end up falling into financial traps, because this is all we are consumed about. Every decision we make is based off this, that we forget the decisions we make here could potentially harm this other aspect of my life. That's why you find a lot of rich kids don't have relationship with their fathers or their mothers.
Ooh, you're touching on something else there. You're absolutely right.
And it's a habit.
Yeah.
Because I started small. I was, I'm a hustler. I'm doing all of this. Eventually, you build that big corporate, but you're still doing the same thing. Mm. I'd say as we're starting out, find that balance.
Mm.
You need that balance. You get what I'm saying? I was fortunate enough to have people around me where I could learn from their mistakes as well to see, you know what? Money is important, but it's not that important. Not at the cost of my health.
Yes.
Not at the cost of my mental stability. Not at the cost of my relationship with God. Not at the cost of my health. Not at the cost of my relationship with my children.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So it's, if we understand that at the end of the day, the money is only as important as the people around us, right? We will understand that the people are more important than the money, right? And I always make this example. If you want to see that money is only made important by people, if everybody leaves Earth, you won't need money if you're the only one.
Mm-hmm.
But who are you going to pay?
Exactly. What and for what?
You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if it's the people that make it important, then it means people are more important. So let's understand that we as people, we are human and mm-hmm. we are important. Let's take care of our humanity, right? Structure, understand that you are human. And what other advice could I give? I think these two are the most important ones that I would say, and obviously prioritizing, right?
Yes.
We live in a world that's always talking about passion, this is my passion. Let me tell you, passion doesn't pay bills.
That's a controversial one.
Yeah, they're not going to like me for this. Passion doesn't pay bills.
Okay.
Prioritize in order of profitability, right? My passion is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I love speaking. I can speak for free.
Mm-hmm.
But if speaking doesn't make me money as forex trading, why am I focusing too much on speaking and neglecting forex trading? Right? Prioritize in order of profitability. So make sure that you prioritize your multiple streams of income based. You put in more effort and more resources into the things that are generating your income.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to be financially stable, not to be happy.
Yes.
When it comes to finances, the idea is to be stability, is to have more multiple streams of income, is to be financially free.
Yes.
Passion makes you happy. It's feelings. They change every 30 seconds in your body. So they get angry whenever I talk about this.
it's a touchy subject.
But it's true.
Yes.
Prioritize. And I'm not saying neglect your passions.
Yes.
You can still do them. Again, going back to the balance.
Mm.
Have time for leisure.
Yeah.
Right. But understand, if we're talking money, you need to prioritize in order of profitability. Put more resources to the ones that are making you more money. If some things, like I said, speaking, for me, it's passion. It does, bring in money, but doesn't bring in money like the other things. So I'll put in more effort in the other things.
Maybe one could argue that maybe if you put in more time in speaking, it could get you more money.
That's another argument, right? Mm. But again, that's why you need what? You need to be aware of what you're doing
mm-hmm.
and prioritize. I'm looking at myself and I'm saying, based on what I do, this is where the more money comes in. So I'm going to prioritize. Should speaking come to a point where I'm now being invited to places to speak and all of that, I could potentially start putting resources into that. But right now, based on the structure that I have and based on reality, I want us to understand it's important to have dreams, but we need to be realistic. And a thing that kills a lot of people is we look at first world movies and we forget we are a third world country.
Nope.
The things that happen in America, in Silicon Valley, they don't happen here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to be realistic. We need to let's understand our economy. Let's understand the reality of our country. It's good to dream. But what you see happening in Silicon Valley doesn't happen in South Africa. Right? What you see the startups doing there doesn't happen here. So let's switch off Netflix a bit and look at the reality of what is going on in our world and work according to that. Right? So a lot of people, and you know, I almost touched on something, but I won't get into it now. Okay. But a lot of people are frustrated because what we consume on TV doesn't seem to be our reality. So we live more on what we live more in the fictional world, right? Of a perfect utopian world, and forget we are in South Africa, guys, right? Give an example about me. I know speakers that are charging $10,000, $30,000, $50,000 to speak for an hour. Who's going to call me and pay me $500,000 rent to speak in South Africa? You get what I'm saying? If I try to fight that battle, and I'm not saying there are no speakers in South Africa that are speaking
for that amount.
Yeah. Obviously,
but
they are.
It's
rare. It's rare, right? And again, I need to be realistic based on the opportunities that I have around me. My job is to make use of the opportunities that are available to me, not to try and look for opportunities that I don't have. You get what I'm saying? I use what I have until I can find what. The dream is to be an international speaker. I would do that. I would neglect everything. But the reality is that I'm in South Africa. And I have to look at the opportunities that I have around me. And I can, you know, cultivate those opportunities and eventually get to the big dream. But I need to be realistic. So prioritize in order of profitability.
Prioritize in order of profitability.
Yes.
Don't chase your passion.
I'm not saying don't chase your passion. I'm just saying passion doesn't pay
the
bills.
I used to give talks to creators for different organizations. And I'd say to them, if your passion doesn't make money, it becomes a pain. You know, and then you start hating this thing that used to give you life. So money can't be the reason why you're creating.
Exactly.
Because creativity has nothing to do with money.
Absolutely.
So I definitely agree with you.
Absolutely, yeah.
I've enjoyed our conversation. We could have a five-hour conversation because there are many things that you said where I just want to talk about that. But unfortunately, we've run out of time. So before we end our episode, I want to ask you to just define what you would call, or please give us your definition of financial freedom and how that relates to Forex and finding other streams of income.
All right. So my personal definition of financial freedom, one is access to financial abundance. That means having access to finance or money, cash flow. Two, it's not just that. And, you know, two is having the relationships that can maintain that financial abundance.
Okay.
Right. And I think, again, that's important. We live in a generation that's always cutting people off. We live in a very selfish, it's all about I. If you want to be free in this life, you need people. Relationships is a form of income. I want to put it out there. If you have the money, but you don't have the people that can help you sustain that money, eventually you're going to lose it. Eventually, you need people that when things go bad, I can make a call and say, I need R1 million to be able to do this. And that R1 million will come, right? Number three is having peace, right? Because if your money steals away your peace, you're still not free. If you still have to look over your shoulder, you're still not free. So in my personal way, or my personal opinion, and my personal truth is financial freedom is having access to financial abundance, having relationships to maintain your finances, right, or access to that finance, and three, having peace.
Boom. Listen, you're going to be an international speaker very, very soon because you've got it. You've got the gift of the gab. And you're actually sharing things that make a person think differently, you know? And I think that's the role of a real speaker and an entrepreneur, to get people to see the world in a different way.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Isaac, for this conversation. It was enlightening.
It was amazing. I really enjoyed it. I wish we had more time.
Right? Like, for real, because we're not trying to pretend just to be like, this episode's ending, wish we had more time. For real, I actually wish we had more time because Isaac is sharing so many quotables. That's what I call them, quotables. I could tweet off the things you're saying every single day for a month. These could be tweets because these are nuggets, guys. I hope you've written them down in your notebooks. I hope that you keep going back to them, especially now in the festive season. There's so many opportunities to expand your streams of income, right? So this podcast, listen to it, repeat it.
Yes.
Take his lessons. Follow him on Instagram. Follow OctaFX.
Octa.
Why do I keep making that mistake? The power of brand.
It's new, so...
Yes. Yeah. Follow Octa and learn about trading. Learn about how you can diversify your streams of income and become financially free. As you know, on this podcast, we encourage you to comment in the comment section below. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you'd like to know more of. And you can get the full description and links of everything in the description of this podcast. So there's literally nothing that we're not giving you right now to set you up for a life where you can become financially free. I really appreciate that everybody has been part of this community for the entire year and that you've sent me very positive emails about how these kinds of conversations have changed the way that you do business, that you do life, and that you approach relationships. That is the reason why we have these conversations. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, do all the things that get people to watch this podcast, to share it, to comment, to learn, to do all the things that they're meant to do to make our community grow. And until next time, you guys know this outro. The only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. Goodbye. Yeah. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest. Level line with the podcast. Teach you lesson cause I got class. Level line with the impact. You be live, that's a real fact. Come let me teach you with us. Come let me teach you with us. Level line with the tweets. Follow me back to my nest.